This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But we all know Browns fans are excited about that. If Arch Manning, if he would come out, and the Browns could be in that position. But I hope they're not. I hope that one of these two rookie quarterbacks is able to step up and the Browns don't have to draft a quarterback. But we will see how this thing plays out. Dan, just kind of quickly, I want to put a wrap on the talking with Ben and Matt. That was kind of fun, wasn't it? I mean, we don't do that all the time on the show. It was great to have both these guys in studio. And, you know, for Guardians/Indians fans, it was kind of a weird time. I mean, that was that whole Eric Wedge era coming off of, you know, the 90s with Grover, and, you know, things were you know, riding high, and then the Browns came back, and then, you know, these guys were able to, they were in a weird spot because, you know, they were all part of that transition for the team. I don't know. You tell me how you perceive it, because I know, because I was kind of in the mix of it, but I'm just curious how you perceive it.
It was the teardown. It was the teardown from the, you know, great teams of the 90s into the early 2000s into, okay, we got to get some youth in here. We got to turn this thing around. You know, it went hand in hand with the sale a little bit from Dick Jacobs to the Dolan family. And
it was really when the Dolans had, you know, the majority of the team.
Yep.
The guys that had come in at that point were Dolan guys. They were, you know, it was the next generation. That's probably what you say, the beginning of the Dolan generation.
But there were a lot of people who that's their formative years of Indian fandom. You know, is that group of Ben Broussard and Matt Miller and Brian Anderson being thrown in there as well. You could toss in Jody Garrett. You could toss in Grady Sizemore. You could throw in Jason Michael. Like, there's so many of those guys who fall into that group that is kind of the forgotten group because they never really made those giant playoff runs outside of 07.
Right. 07 was just so 07 special.
07 was awesome.
They knocked on the door, but they just couldn't get in.
Right. So there are, you know, hearing all those stories in between there of how this team kind of came together and all that stuff is great. And it's great to see those guys. It's great to hear from those guys, because I'm sure there's a ton of people out there listening who are like, yeah, that's my formative years. As much as there's another group of people who see their formative years as Rocky Colavito and
Right. Everybody
in between there, that's their formative years, you know?
Yeah. And for like me, I think about my formative years were Dwayne Kuiper, Rick Manning, and
yep,
Charlie Spikes and those guys too. And I think we all have our generational pull from what era we were, I think, especially when we're like elementary school, middle school, kind of
right. That
era in our life. I also think it's really interesting when you can sit down and talk with anybody who played and played for, I mean, 100 games in the bigs is actually a pretty long time. You know, if you remember Matt Miller or not, and the sign binder.
Oh, you'll remember when you see him throw.
Yeah,
you ever
of course.
See him throw, you're like,
oh, yeah.
I remember that dude.
Oh, yeah, but
we all tried it in the backyard at one point.
I also think that the perception versus the reality of what it's like to be a professional athlete, just kind of, people don't get it sometimes. The number one thing I hear or try to figure out is what people like. They think these guys, like, they play on the same team and they're best friends forever. You see guys that are, and I'm telling you, the minute they walk out of that clubhouse, everyone has to turn the page. I thought Ben did a great job of describing what that transition in life is like.
All right, AB. So let's move to this. Let's go to the breaking news here of Michigan getting a significant fine, among other punishments, from the NCAA committee on an infractions ruling expected to be more than $20 million from the loss of postseason football revenue for the last two seasons. According to Pete Dammel and Dan Wetzel, Sharon Moore given an additional game suspension, which will take place in 2026. So the suspension isn't even in this year. It'll be in next year. What are we doing? What punishment truly is this? I mean, this is so head shaking and obnoxious. Like, what? Okay, $20 million for postseason revenue. Okay, that hurts a little bit. That, you know, that'll, especially now that we're paying players.
So
and that
he's
kind of
been
stuff,
suspended. That's a game against Western Michigan
in 2026.
In 2026, they open the season with Western Michigan. Then they have Oklahoma after that. So, I don't feel like the NCAA has any power. It's almost laughable, because the rules have changed. I was listening to the morning show today. They were talking about, how we used to have, big scandals about academics versus, athletics and money and all those things. Like, I don't know if you remember, but when Andy Katzenmoyer was at Ohio State, he was on the cover of SI, and they came in to talk about how he was going to be the best, one of the best football players in the country. And somehow, some way, earlier in the week, it came out that he was taking three classes during the summer that would be normally, you look at it, one was like AIDS awareness, one was like a gym class, and I don't know what the other class was. And it was like that became the story about how he was taking some classes that, most students are like, okay, well, that's an easy A. And rather than talking about him being one of the most dominant football players in college in the landscape, it turned into that. And that used to be a story. Like, that would be nothing now. That wouldn't even come out of the, no one would ever talk about that.
And so this is all coming out of the science dealing scandal for Michigan as well. Doug LaMaurice is going to join us at 12:20. I'm sure he'll have some thoughts on this. In between Kings and North is where you can hear him. Here's some other sides of this stuff. This is from Ross Dellinger of Yahoo. Jim Harbaugh with a show cause of 10 years. Connor Stallions with a show cause of 8 years. Being hit for this. Denard Robinson with a 3-year show cause as well. Michigan themselves, 4 years of probation, $500K fine, 10% of the FBS team budget, a fine equivalent to the loss of two preseason bowl games, fine equivalent of 10% of all football scholarships, 25 reduction in football official visits, and 14-week probation on recruiting comps. This feels very slap on the wrist. It feels very just like, how dare you? Okay, let's move on. Especially Sharon Moore missing two games this year as well, weeks 3 and 4. He will be missing as their self-imposed.
I mean, that's the stiffest penalty there, isn't it? I mean, the money is the money. But
yes, the penalty that they had on themselves. I mean, they self-imposed the 2-game ban for Sharon Moore.
Well, they should all be self-imposed. I mean, that's what Ohio State always tries to do.
Right.
They always try to self-impose before the story gets bigger than it is, because then the NCAA always comes back and says, well, they took care of this themselves. Like, you always want to take care of it before the NCAA has to take care of it.
It's, you break the window and then just go sit in your room and start a stopwatch. So then when your parents come home, you can show them the stopwatch.
I'll be
super
honest.
And they just sat on top of it.
The story does nothing for me. Big deal. I forgot about it, to be honest with you. I just did. When Ohio State won the national championship, I didn't care anymore. Who cares? This is all about social media jokes. That's really the biggest punishment, is the court of public opinion that's going to say, oh, you're going to videotape our game on that. Who cares? I mean, you know how I feel about Ohio State and Michigan. And in this scenario, I don't care. I really don't. The story itself is just kind of like, I want Michigan to have a really good football team, so when they play Ohio State, it's 1-2, and it's, always an epic battle, and it's always very helpful for Ohio State if they beat Michigan, if Michigan's number 1 or number 2. That's it. I'm at that point now, especially with players being paid, and I the story itself, what's the impact? What is this going to do for college football? What does this do for Michigan? Is this going to stop a kid from going to play at Michigan if they want to go play at Michigan? No, especially if Michigan's going to pay them, $1 million a year to play there. Who cares?
Well, it's, if the pot isn't as big, that might hurt them a little bit when it comes to recruiting or transfer portal. Now, again, as we all know, because this is college athletics, you can easily see some donors stepping in or a collective stepping in or something like that and saying, hey, buddy, so we're only able to pay you X amount here. But if you want to go talk to those gentlemen sitting in the other room over there, they'll have more money for you. Like, it's very, very simple to then have the collective then stop in and step in and go, all right, we can make up for the $20 million that's missing in name, image, and likeness. And all you got to do is take a picture of yourself on Instagram in front of our car, and we'll call it even. And it's very, very easy for that to end up being the case. Or have the, you know, local lumberyard, local concrete dealer, local whatever else you want to point to, go, hey, can you post a picture of this on here? Okay, perfect. Cover all of these things. We'll give you 10 grand for that, 20 grand for this, 50 grand for this. Oh, look, you've made up the money that you would have lost by going somewhere else. Like, that's the part of this where I'm like, okay, this sounds like it could be some kind of an actual punishment, but in the grand scheme, it feels very like, we did something. Yay! Yeah. Look at us disciplining our children. Boy, we're tough.
Does it matter? That's my question for you. Does it matter? So really, after talking to you and listening to you,
suspensions of coaches might matter a little bit, but in the grand scheme, probably not.
If you're Michigan and you're missing a game against, you know, Western Michigan, is it a big deal?
Yeah, if it ends up being week one against like Western Michigan.
I mean, it's not a powerhouse like Appalachian State, but I mean, it's Western Michigan. Okay, there was my joke.
No, that was good. That was good. That was needed.
And then here comes the Michigan fan. Oh, we beat you every year. Okay, I got it.
But like,
I got it.
And I'm with you. Like, I have nothing against Michigan. I don't have a horse in the race of college athletics. Mm-hmm. I just don't live in that world. So I'm somebody who just wants to sit down and watch a really good football game. So I want Michigan to be good because that means I can sit down and watch a really good football game.
I'm an Ohio State fan. Like, I don't ever hide from that. I don't. And I love watching Ohio State primarily because I like watching guys from Northeast Ohio play on the national level and try to get to the bigger picture. But I was an Ohio State fan because my dad used to like listening to the games when we were kids. And we didn't even watch the games were on channel 25, and Paul Warfield would call that. They would like tape the game and then go back and revoice the game. I mean, that's how long I remember going back and watching Ohio State football. And I just like, I hate to say it. And I kind of want Michigan to be good every year.
Yeah.
I just don't want them taking kids out of Northeast Ohio.
It's the superhero theory.
You need a good villain?
You need a good villain.
Yeah, so that's what it is.
That's what it is. It's this: to make a great superhero, you need a great villain. Superman needs Lex Luthor. Batman needs the Joker. If you have a bad villain, you don't have a good superhero. That's the best way to think of it.
It's just so many people that are just so over the top on both of these things. On both, just over the top Ohio State fandom and over the top on, you know, hating Michigan or Michigan. Like, you live to wake up in the morning and make fun of Ohio State fans. Seriously, like, what are we talking about here? And I also think the game isn't going to mean as much down the road because of they're going to eventually move that off the last weekend, I'm telling you. And who knows what it's going to mean down the road, especially because now we're all playing for a national championship. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's start. I want to start with the pro game here real quick before we get into Ohio State, Texas. Isaiah Bond yesterday, he's got some troubles, doesn't get drafted. Now all of a sudden he's clear, sounds good. And then he puts his big post out saying he wanted to thank the Cleveland Browns for what's going on. Give us the background on him and, you know, what's the story there? And then if the Browns do sign him, what are they getting?
Well, I would tell you this, regardless of things that have either happened or not happened in the past and where he's valued in the public eye, one thing about Isaiah Bond is he's a pretty determined young man. And I think the Longhorns first saw that when he was playing for Alabama. And even in that Saturday night game in Tuscaloosa a couple of years ago that Texas won, Bond had a big catch in that game for the Crimson Tide. And then they brought him into Austin. And or from a couple of years ago. And then when they got him to Austin, he was a big playmaker. He was hampered at times by injuries. But when he was healthy, he was dynamite as not only a possession receiver, but also because of his speed out there on the field and was an excellent downfield blocker as well. So all of that happened. Of course, there was the off the field situation, the arrest and being initially charged with a sexual assaulting it. And that right from the very outset, he vehemently defended himself and said that this isn't so. And eventually those who are in the position of deciding such things agreed with him. He was no build. He was completely cleared of any wrongdoing. And he credited the Browns, and I think the Browns deserve some credit for monitoring the situation all along, because until the arrest happened, he was picked as being at the very least a high second round pick and maybe even a first round pick. And when that kind of opportunity goes by the boards and that kind of money for him goes by the boards, he was definitely going to fight for his clearance, his situation. And once that was in the clear, the Browns went right ahead and signed him. And now he seems, again, to use that word, determined to show the rest of the NFL what they might have missed out on. And as he said, to justify what the Browns did. So I think it's going to be interesting to watch him from here out, where he can go from there. And, you know, even at this part where we're, you know, crested the halfway mark of training camp and now into the home stretch of the preseason, what he might be able to pick up quickly and learn.
So 34 catches for 540 yards and 5 touchdowns for the Longhorns. Not exactly the high-end production that a lot of people would point to for what you're saying, Craig, and a second rounder, possibly a first rounder as well. What does Isaiah Bond bring to the table if he does get on the field for the Cleveland Browns?
Well, it's right and proper to mention those numbers for a couple of reasons. One is he fought through some injuries, and then also because of the weapons Texas had around him, both in the passing game and on the ground. And I think, you know, it was a real spread the wealth kind of offensive season for the Longhorns in going 13-3 last year and going to the semifinals of the playoff before falling to Ohio State. And I think first and foremost, you're going to get a guy who is sure-handed, can catch the football, He's really good at being able to get into space. You know how it is with offensive coaches and head coaches. They love to talk about making plays in space. He can certainly do that. And he's got great speed. So I think all of those things are to his benefit as he tries to ramp up his evaluation, so to speak, for the Browns so that they are happy with what they got here at this late stage here into the summer headed toward the start of the season.
Craig Way joining us, voice of the Texas Longhorns on the Fan Hotline. Okay, Craig, so I've read a bunch of stuff about him as a track star when he was like 9 years old and breaking all sorts of records.
How fast is he?
How fast is he?
Yeah.
From someone who has watched him from a perch, how fast is this dude?
One thing that was great when he was playing for Texas is that they got a lot of fast dudes. And there was the constant comparisons and the questions about who's the fastest on the football team. And, you know, if you ask most of the rest of the players while he was there, many of them said him, and this is how I know that he was fast enough, certainly other than watching him in game action and on the practice field, most of the rest of the players were kind of measuring themselves against Isaiah about, well, are you the fastest guy? Well, if it's not Isaiah, it's me. You know, it'd be that kind of thing. Or we're right there against one another. So there were those regular comparisons were made to him. And there were times that, you'd hear things of a 4.2 and you'd hear things, those kinds of things. And what he'd also done in the combine. Put it this way. When Xavier Worthy was on the team before obviously going on to the Chiefs, those two were a lot of fun to watch. And I do think that Bond certainly can hold his own on a track with just about anybody in the NFL.
All right, Craig, let's talk about Arch Manning for a second. Let's talk about the NFL prospects down the road. There's a lot of people here that want to connect the dots with Jimmy Haslam, who owns the Browns. And, you know, they'd love to get Peyton in here to be somewhere in the front office, at least as an advisor. I like the fact over the last couple of weeks that it sounds like he's going to stay. And at least it seems like it's going that way. Just give me your perspective on what you think is how his future projects beyond college.
Well, I think that, believe it or not, I know a lot of folks who live in the instant gratification society in which we all dwell, but probably we're expecting him to only be here for one full season as quarterback. Let me also say this: a lot of those people, not all of them, but a lot of those people are the same people who thought he could have and should have been the starter last year when Quinn Ewers was playing, and nothing could be further from the truth. And Arch and his family would be the first to tell you that. They said he wasn't ready. Yes, the way that Steve Sarkisian, guided the offense to work him into the system, especially with his mobility, was an excellent progression for him. But his dad, Cooper, and his uncles, Peyton and Eli, and his grandfather, Archie, all had said that redshirting 2 years ago was going to be the best thing for him. Peyton was wanting to have redshirted, couldn't do it, had to be forced into the lineup due to injury when he was playing at Tennessee. Eli was able to redshirt under David Cutcliffe, and they all thought, the family thought, that it was a benefit. And I'll add this. When you hear me say things about the family thought this and the family thought that, that was it. It was a unified voice coming from the family, from his dad and mom, from the uncles, and from the grandfather. They've all been one unified front in watching and helping to guide his development. But they have been wonderful relatives and parents in sitting back and observing. And they've all been very, very pleased and complimentary of Sark and the staff and what they've done. And for his part, Arch is a great young man, great guy. It said that, as a competitor last year, he goes, yeah, it was tough. It was kind of tough that you want to get out there. But he also understood the larger picture of it. And he feels so much better now going into this season, knowing he's the starter, knowing there's not that question about whether he should start or viewers should start or any of that other stuff. My goodness, he's got enough circus surrounding him as it is without having that there. So all of that, I think, feeds into it and his development as well.
Yeah, it just seems interesting when we hear all the stories about, you know, parents and pushing and trying to make sure your kid gets on the field right away. And maybe it's just having the comfort of knowing that it says Manning on your back when you go out on the field. But everything you just laid out about the Manning family just seems so logical and makes a lot of sense. And it's almost, as you said, in a circus, there's like this reality of how you can actually develop a quarterback in a world where we're jumping in the transfer portal because our freshman kid isn't going to get a chance to play this year, right?
Yeah, exactly. And if the Mannings are saying that, shouldn't everybody else kind of understand where that is? If for no other reason, because of the NFL pedigrees of those three guys I mentioned, and the guidance of his father, who, by the way, you know, has not missed a single Texas game in the time that Arch has been on campus, including his redshirting year, his freshman year. I mean, Cooper knew he wasn't going to be playing in that, and other than a little spot thing, keeping it inside the four-game window as a true freshman to retain your redshirt. Mm-hmm. And then last year in his time, with the times that he did get on the field, and it wasn't an awful lot, but he showed enough to show that he was making progress. And you know, ask Texas A&M about that touchdown run he made, or UTSA, that 67-yard run when he showed what a lot of the football players like to refer to as functional mobility. He had all of that, and he had some wheels, and I think all of that, I think, it plays into it and into his development. So it's been a process, but they said from day one, this is going to be a process. You don't come in, even as a five-star, even with that name, and expect to be ready to go the first game of your true freshman season. That's a recipe for risk at the very least, and maybe even disaster. And I think they've taken the right tack with him, and I think the family has looked at it the same way. And most importantly, Arch has approached it from that perspective. And that's why I think that he has made progress. Now, you know, the first big acid test obviously is going to come for Shue when he is the unquestioned number one quarterback, and he's got to go in and play the defending national champions on their home field to open his redshirted sophomore season. So that's going to be more of a test. But I think he's better prepared for that test now than he would have been, say, a year ago.
Craig Way, the voice of the Longhorns, joining us on the Fan Hotline. So you lost two wide receivers, Matthew Golden, Isaiah Bond as well, and that big game coming up at the Horseshoe, which everybody around here is all pumped up for. Give us where the wide receiving core is for Texas, who Arch is going to be throwing to, and somebody to keep an eye on.
Well, I think the big play guy that a lot of folks are going to look at is Ryan Wingo. He's a sophomore, and they've used him a lot on speed sweeps and things of that nature, but also to catch the ball as well. And I think he is going to be one of the key guys. The other guy that I really like is a guy who's had to fight through some injuries, but he's a veteran, and that's DeAndre Moore. Outstanding possession receiver. And I think those two guys. Now, there's a redshirt freshman also by the name of Parker Livingstone who exhibits good speed and just a great possession type. In addition to those three guys, they've been really good over the past few years at getting production out of their tight end position. And while they lost an outstanding tight end in Gunnar Helm to the NFL draft, they've got one they're really excited about who transferred in from California in Jack Endries. And when he was at Cal, he was a real possession tight end, but a guy who could also stretch the field the way that Sark likes to run his offense. Is as evidence of this, at the first part of the week, Jack Endries was added to one of those national award watch lists. And it wasn't the John Mackey Award for the nation's best tight end. It was the Biletnikoff Award. And this is a tight end. So it's regardless of what your receiving position is, whether you're a wide out or a slot, here's a tight end added to the Biletnikoff Award watch. Now, the Mackey Award people followed up the very next day, and he's on that list too. But I think that's another guy to watch in addition to the wide outs.
Craig, thank you so much. We appreciate all your knowledge you dropped on us today. It was great stuff. And have a great trip up to Columbus for that first game of the season. What a great way to start the year.
Yeah, looking forward to it, fellas. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it, Craig. Hey, and he is the voice of the Texas Longhorns, giving us all kinds of info on Isaiah Bond, who says he's coming to the Browns. The Browns didn't confirm it, but really interesting story in itself. And then again, you got Ohio State and Texas getting ready to square off the first week of the season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, never let politics or something little get in the way of, to me at least, it seems like something little. The Browns Stadium denied ODOT aviation permit. So
torture never stops.
Hang on, let's get to that in a second. I just want to let everybody know this. The Browns preseason is here, and the quarterback storylines are just the beginning. Roster decisions for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski could get interesting, so don't miss a minute of The Fan with the latest breaking news during your workday or on the go. Stream us at 923thefan.com or on your phone with the free Odyssey app. Okay, so we're talking about a story that just got released. Ken Pendergrass from Neotrans breaking the news on this stuff. The story is they got denied a permit from ODOT. I'm not missing anything there. The bottom line is one of the permits they want on the new dome got denied. There are plenty of permits that they need to build this thing, but one of them got denied. And so now what does that mean, big picture?
So I guess the permit that was denied is involving the height of the new stadium. According to Ken Pendergrass, again, at its proposed location, the new Huntington Bank Field exceeds into the air navigation zone by 58 feet. So it's 58 feet too high. Okay, I'm not an architect.
Right.
Not a city planner.
Can they dig it 58?
Can you just dig it 58 feet deeper?
Lower?
Yeah. That's my question. It's like, okay, can we just dig this deeper? Now, again, I'm not an architect. I'm not a city planner. I'm not a civil engineer. I'm just a dum-dum with a microphone.
Yes.
But, like, it feels like the solution to this is relatively simple. Just dig it deeper.
So a $3.6 billion project is going to get held up because of 58 feet. Figure it out. Just figure it out.
Which I understand maybe.
Look, I got to be honest with you. If it is 58 feet too high, I'm glad they caught this, and I'm glad they're taking care of this because air travel is extremely important. Let's be honest. So, good. I'm glad they're doing their job, that they were able to figure this out.
It has become mildly shaky. So, you know, the fact that they're doing anything to help that out. Now, granted, it's, you know, they're claiming that it's off of a runway that is commercial use. It doesn't get used a whole bunch. Again, this is according to Ken Pendergrass of NEO Transblock. But nonetheless, it's there. So I don't know what this does, Andy. Maybe they have to move the stadium to another lot, one of the other lots that maybe they have purchased.
Maybe they just have to move the stadium over. Maybe it can't be in the exact spot they want to put it in, which also probably has a ripple effect on other permits that they want to be able to do. I'm sure the city of Brook Park is going to be able to figure out something with them to help them be able to comply on this. The proposed location, the new Huntington Bank Field, extends up into this air navigation zone by 58 feet. 58 feet. Okay, move it. Just move it over. If it's that easy, I don't know.
I don't know either.
So the Haslam Sports Group responded to this. Our aviation consultants were surprised by ODOT's letter from 2 weeks ago, which is flatly at odds with the FAA's careful analysis and determinations resulting from well over a year of in-depth work that found our proposed stadium poses no airspace hazards. Again, Ken Pendergrass wrote this story, Neotrans blog. Peter John Baptiste, Haslam Sports Group, was the person that gave him the quote. He said, they've also noted several other existing structures in Ohio that exceeded the height ODOT apparently now finds objectionable. We've already begun working collaboratively with ODOT to explain the stadium's heights and the detailed work that we've done more fully, which shows no safety or efficiency concerns to Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, he added. We look forward to resolving this matter fast and continuing to work to bring this project to Ohio. Okay, I've just kind of read through the end of that quote. So
right.
They also, in his story, he also reached out to Cuyahoga County Executive Chris Ronayne, Cleveland Press Secretary Marie Zikafus, and ODOT Aviation for comments. None of them responded to him. This article will be updated with any replies, he says.
Yeah, so ODOT said the Haslams could resubmit for a new application with a shorter stadium and or one built further, or farther, I should say, from the airport. As planned, the lowest level of the new Huntington Bank Field would be built 80 feet into the ground. So you're already going underground. Get at us at CLE Talking Heads if you are, you know, an architect and know that you can't help us. Dig
like,
deep for
I don't
any
understand.
Reason.
How far can this set the stadium back?
Yeah.
You're talking about 58 feet? And by the way, like, I'm going to be honest with you. Every time I see a big plane fly by the stadium that lands at Burke, like, I get a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. I've seen it too many times. And this doesn't look like it's anywhere near the height of the current stadium.
Right. It
that
seems
they
like
play in. I don't. Maybe the stadium structure is grandfathered against Burke or because. But I don't. I mean, you want to talk about, you know, making sure you're in line to land the plane correctly at Burke. Okay, because there's a stadium right there. Guess what? There's going to be a stadium right there at the new place.
All right, so Daryl Ryder, who's been all over this stuff.
Yeah, there's going to be an airport by the news. Yeah, go ahead.
Our Cleveland sports reporter been all over this thing through the whole thing, goes on X and says, this is bizarre. The FAA had no issue with the stadium design. I'm told the Browns have been working with ADOT officials to address their concerns, and the hope is this issue will be resolved.
So is ADOT, or did you just misspeak there? Is it ODOT? It's ODOT.
Sorry, and ODOT, got, ODOT, ODOT. Okay, ADOT, sorry. Average depth of target. Sorry, I'm in football mode.
Well,
I
that's
apologize.
Okay. But I can understand why you would say that because it's the aviation department of ODOT, which I didn't even know exists. Did you?
No, I was going average depth of target.
I don't know. I didn't think they had potholes in the sky, but now we know. The state has to worry about that too. How about fixing the roads?
Potholes in the sky.
How about fixing the roads? I'm not worried about that. Look,
so
if they make it safer for airplanes to land and this thing is maybe a little bit too tall, just fix it. Like, that doesn't, I wonder what the delay, if it could delay construction, which messes everything up. Like, if it delays construction, right, and now they've got to go past where the lease is, guess what the Browns are going to be looking to do?
Could you imagine that?
They're going to have to play a couple games on the road or figure out something. I hope that ODOT didn't just put the Browns at Ohio Stadium for a couple games to play. I hope they didn't cost the city millions by doing that.
You think it would be that, or do you
think... I hope they didn't cost the county millions by doing that.
Do you think it would be that, or do you think it would be the Haslams going back to the city of Cleveland and going, hey, can we use this bad boy for 4 more days?
Yeah, that's what I would think, too. Or another year.
That would be my guess.
They might have to lease for another year. Yeah. If this story... could 58 feet really change the trajectory of them going to a dome?
I mean, I doubt that. I highly doubt that 58 feet would cause that issue of them to no longer be in a dome. I wonder if it's just the roof might be, you know, I don't know if you could bring it down 58 feet. That seems like a good amount of area to do that. And I worry about, you know, again, having that many people in there, because of course you're going to have the, what is it, 65,000, I think they're talking about putting inside of that stadium. You bring that roof down, you can't put 65,000 people in there anymore. That number is going to have to drop.
Wait, if you put the stadium, the stadium just has to be dropped into the ground, or you've got to move it out of the
right, or you got to move it somewhere else, because if you just drop the ceiling 58 feet without dropping the floor 58 feet, you can't put that second, my guess would be the second deck would have to be smaller, and with a smaller second deck would mean less people. Which we all know how that goes. So, my guess would be the Browns are working on this whole thing. I can't see them right now panicking or doing anything like that. I mean, they're all laid out all so well that they've been talking with ADOT. This feels like just kind of the bump in the road. I'm not panicking over this. You panicking over this?
No, I'm just trying to get, I'm trying to get some perspective on this, and I'm looking at it, so I just, like, how many stories is 60 feet? 60 feet, right? I'm just went to a nice round number.
Beautiful.
A 60-foot building, according to AI, which I can't believe I trust, a 60-foot building is typically around 6 stories tall. So they've got to lower this thing five stories.
That's a good amount.
Yeah.
That's nothing to sneeze at.
Therefore, a 60-foot building would likely fall in the range of 6 stories, assuming average story height.
Yeah, so you're not, they're talking,
so they got to go in the ground,
rid of that whole second deck if that's the case.
They're not going to get rid of the second deck.
No.
They're not going to do
that. Oh, God, no. That's why you build one of these things.
They're going to have to figure out something. I would assume if you could move it farther south, wouldn't that take it away? I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just speculating. I'm just wondering what this means for the big picture. $3.6 billion project here. And
it feels like a snag. This feels like a snag along the way.
They're five stories off on a $3.6 billion project. Oh, man.
It feels very stay tuned. It seems like a snag along the way. And it seems like nothing totally worth panicking over, because whether then it gets moved across the street to some of the other land that they may own, mm-hmm. whether it means the Haslams maybe need to, you know, find somewhere else to have it. It feels like this is all systems go, and especially because the money's in the right place.
Yeah.
The minute the money's in the right place, it always has felt like the location becomes secondary. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, I don't know. The other thing that seems weird to me is that ODOT can trump the FAA. That's what it sounds like here, right? Because it sounds like the Browns did all their due diligence with the FAA. Like, it's flatly at odds. This is from the Haslam Sports Group.
I wonder if it's just they need to work together, you know?
Oh. Yeah, that works out real well around here.
Andy, we're dealing with government. With government comes a mess load of red tape.
I don't know. Is this snag in the road? I don't know. Is that the right word? A bump in the road? Hey, is this a bump in the road? You tell me.
We're dealing with ODOT or ADOT if you're wondering how far the ball's going to travel. Or
ODOT-A. How's that sound? Does that work? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Doug LaMaurice joins us at 12:20. Talk a little bit more. I'll get your reaction to this story. It sounds like there's a bump in the road to the new dome for the Browns. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.